getting adjusted, Joanna. I want to find that story.
Listen, Daddy, I'm trying to get as close as I can to you, and Daddy, hey, Daddy, read about that.
Well, that one, that's just a picture.
Oh, Daddy, can I see it again?
Yeah, that's just a picture.
Everybody's wishing, you know, they're wishing God something. They're telling God something.
That's true,
yeah. Jesus is God's son.
That's right. And that's who the picture is on.
Yeah,
good. Well, let's see.
How about reading, wait, let me pick, 68.
Just a minute, I want to find, this is a different version of that same story we read last night. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Okay. Do you want to read about Jonah again?
Yeah, Jonah.
Jonah tries to run away.
No, not about Jonah. Daddy, this is about someone else.
Well, but this is a different version, and the one we read last night wasn't really as good a version of the story.
Okay.
You want to, let's just read that.
Then we can read something else.
Okay. I tell you what, before I read that, who was your teacher at school? That was Miss Memphis, then?
No, I'll tell you the old home and one kid, I'll tell you what happened to only one condition. You don't talk until I'm finished.
Okay.
Okay. See, the first day I came to school, Mrs. Potts was there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know her until she told me her name. And then Christy said that her sister's, teacher told her sister that Mr. Mathis had a heart attack and then Christy's sister Mandy told Christy and then Christy told me.
Yeah.
And so Mr. Mathis had a heart attack and he died, so Mrs. Mathis came to the funeral.
Yeah. So she hasn't been back to school yet.
Because it's her husband.
Yeah.
And he used to always do thanks for it. He used to always bring toys up here and bring,
Yeah, he did.
He'd bring new games and he also bring, different things up here.
Did you know him? Did
you
see
him? Yeah, and also when we had that carnival, remember?
Yeah.
I saw him when he was in Memphis.
Yeah, I saw him too. That's the only time I ever saw him.
Yeah. I saw him about three different times.
I saw him two different times
in the carnival and one time at school.
Yeah. Well, now, who's the lady who's teaching you now? What's her name?
Mrs. Parks.
Parks. Was she there last weekend?
Last week and today, Mrs. Parks?
Yeah.
No. She was here this week.
Yeah. No, but I mean today is Monday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, it's the same lady that you had before.
What do you mean?
Well, last week Mrs. Parks was there because Mrs. Matthews was not there. And then today Mrs. Parks was there again.
No. Last week Mrs. Matthews was there. This week, Mrs. Parks is here.
Do you like Mrs. Parks?
Yeah. When she started teaching her, I knew her well.
Oh, that's good.
But it's different than children. It takes kind of a long time for me to make up friends with you. When I first got in school, I'd never been to a kindergarten school before.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of different than teachers because, all I have to do for me is she told me her name and stuff like that, and I get to know her real well.
Yeah. Well, does she know all your names now? All the boys?
Yeah. She knows my name. And this is Daddy. And you know that someone had an idea, and they said, when Mrs. Matthews gets back, we need to cheer her up because she's sad because her father, her husband, had a heart attack.
That's right. Yeah, she. I hope she comes back.
Well, she will, Daddy.
You'll need to cheer her up. That's right. That's a nice thing.
Especially I'm gonna cheer her up because I feel sad about Mrs. Mathis.
Yeah.
One time, Stephen in my class was worried about Mrs. Mathis.
Yeah.
And he didn't feel good about Mrs. Mathis because he thought Mrs. Mathis was sick or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you miss her?
Yeah.
She's a good teacher.
Yeah.
Are all the kids back, like Terrell and all your other friends, are they still, they come back to school back to the Christmas holidays?
Yes, they did. Mom was right. And I was happy to see him.
Yeah. Well, you want to read this story? Okay, so Jonah tries to run away. Remember, we read about Jonah last night. Into this, he got swallowed up by this big fish.
I know what the name of the story is. Jonah and the Great Fish.
Okay. During the time when the prophets.
There's Jonah right here.
Yep, he's swimming in the water before the big
yeah.
fish catches him. Actually, you know what I ought to do? I want to just ask you questions. Well, let's see. No.
Daddy,
this is
asking.
Yeah, some of these are kind of hard. Well, let's see. We read the story last night. Let's see.
Don't tell me.
Yeah, why was Jonah thrown off the ship?
The ship?
You remember? He got on the ship because he was trying to run away. Because he didn't want to go preach to the people in Nineveh.
Yeah,
so,
but
yeah.
Did he kill other people?
Well, I got on the ship, remember, a big storm came up, and the people on the ship thought, boy, somebody must have done something wrong. And finally, he told them that it was me, so he said, you'll have to throw me off the ship.
So, they threw him off the ship because they thought somebody did something wrong because after the storm came, well then, he told them it was him, so they threw him off of the ship because of that. So now that the fish is trying to get him.
Yeah, and he was running away from God, so they threw him off the ship, and the fish swallowed him, and he stayed there.
Yeah, well, one time I saw a show where this big shark picked people up in his mouth, but they didn't swallow him.
Yeah, no, that wasn't like this, though. It wasn't quite the same. But the fish did swallow him, and he went inside, and he was there for how many days?
3 nights and 3 days.
3 days and 3 nights. 3 nights and 3 days. That's good. And then, what happened? After he was in there for 3 days and 3 nights, then the fish spit him up onto the land.
I mean, when he was in the shark for 3 days and 3 nights, and then he spit him out.
Yeah, and he was on the land, so he got up and he went into Nineveh, and he preached to the people.
Okay, but just ask me some questions.
Okay, well, let's see. That's really about all the questions there are on this story. We might, actually, I will guess, I don't think I'll read, this story. Why don't we read another story since
yeah.
we already read this one?
Mommy,
well,
mommy tipped with the numbers.
I'm not pointing,
I'm just
wondering.
What is this one?
390. It looks like
390.
It says, come bring the children to me.
Okay.
That's like that picture that you saw. You want to read that?
What about this one?
A runaway son comes home. Let's do bring the children to me. Who is my neighbor? A glimpse of glory on the mountain.
How about what is this?
This is about the three wise men.
Okay, let's read this one first. I'm guessing it's so, okay?
Bring the children to me. Okay, that's page 390. I think it's the same in that picture we saw at the beginning. You said they were talking to God. They were talking to Jesus.
Yeah.
The children. That's the same thing. It's a picture from them. See, and they're bringing all the children.
Yeah, but why do they have all those things on their heads?
Those are turbans.
What do they have on their heads?
Oh, they're kind of like hats. Some people wore turbans like that. Okay. This is...
Me.
Good. That's really good. Okay.
Let the old angels sing glory to the newborn king.
I guess that's a little bit too high.
No, that's not too bad.
I think
that was good, Joanna. You have a sweet voice. You don't know all the words, or do you?
I do.
You do? Did Mom ever talk to you about going to see Mrs. Mathis, you know, just to go visit her?
Yeah, but we never do. And
maybe.
She talked about visiting her cousin.
Her cousin?
Oh, whatever, uncle, cousin, whatever, aunt.
You mean Mrs. Mathis, aunt?
No, I mean her aunt, you know, uncle, aunt.
Her aunt, yeah.
Yeah, her aunt. What does she mean?
In Georgia.
Aunt Georgia. Well, I want to see her, because I never rode a bus before in my life.
You rode in an airplane once.
Well, I didn't.
You were pretty tiny, real small.
Well, how about, I don't want to ever go in an airplane, because you know why? Because I don't like it. Only when if I'm asleep or real little, I'd like to go on airplanes. It'd be good if I was real little or asleep or something. Even on a roller coaster, I don't like to go. One of those big high ones, I don't like to go, but I almost throw up on those big high ones.
Yeah. Well, you
I can't even tell by going on those big high ones. Did you almost throw up on those big ones?
On the roller coasters? Yeah, they kind of make me dizzy.
They kind of make me dizzy. It'd be a little bit scary if we went all the way around.
That's true.
I don't like to go upside down.
You mean like the shockwave?
Yeah.
But the roller coaster's not like an airplane.
I know, but it's real high and I don't like to go. Some of them have bumps on them. I don't like to go.
Yeah. Well, when you were a little girl, when you were young and like a little baby, Mom took you to Georgia on an airplane to visit Aunt Linda. And that's who you're talking about, going to Georgia, on the bus.
Yeah.
Maybe. Later, like in May.
I think we're going to the city, on the city bus, because we went to a city bus to go to the ice cream place. The Buttercrust place.
You went on a city bus?
Yeah,
a
city bus. Sean told us it took us around the city, and it did. So we might go on a city bus. There's two doors. Don't you know what a city bus looks like?
Yeah.
There's two doors, remember, and it's one. Right.
Yeah. It's two doors, one in the front, one in the back.
No, one in the front and one in the middle.
That's true. Very good, man. You're smart.
didn't know when they were back.
Y'all didn't take a school bus when you went?
No, Daddy. We only took a school bus when we went to pass some regions. That's what we did. But we found out the city bus was more fun. Because they had lots of windows.
Yeah.
And they even had lots of seats.
Yeah. They're different from a school bus, aren't they?
Yeah, but they have real long seats on the side by the window, you see.
That's true. They're different, a whole lot different from a school bus, huh?
Yeah. And they have poles, you know?
Yeah. To hold on to.
How do you, yeah, like if you had a wreck and a jerk, you could just go, oh no, and then you could hold on the pole and you wouldn't get hurt or anything.
That's true.
If you had a wreck.
As long as you held on to the pole?
Yeah. But it's more safe than a car, because you know why?
What?
You get in a wreck. You might get hurt if you fall on the floor, but it's better, like, if you jerk like that, you know, the car, the seatbelt helps you in the car.
Absolutely. Yeah, it keeps you from falling out or from hitting something. So that's why you should always wear it, too, you know?
I know.
Oh, Joanna, where else have you been besides Buttercrust Bread? Is that the only place?
No.
Where else?
We have bubblegum ice cream. You know how it was, bubblegum ice cream?
Yeah.
What do you mean, you know?
Well, no, I mean, yeah, why don't you tell me? That's what I really mean.
It was white ice cream with this little pink flavoring in it. Then there's making a machine, you know?
Yeah.
That they made it out of. That they put it in.
Yeah.
Mix it. And we watched them.
Where was this that they made the bubblegum ice cream?
Swenson's.
Oh, it's Swenson's? You all went to Swenson's? Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And We had bubblegum ice cream, and guess what they made it. They put, you know those gumballs? They put little pieces of gumballs stuck in there.
They do?
Yeah, and it's real good, you get to save the gumballs.
That's why they call it bubblegum?
Yeah, bubblegum ice cream.
I thought maybe...
Bubblegum snow cone is different.
Yeah, because the bubblegum snow cone tastes like bubblegum. I think bubblegum ice cream tastes like bubblegum. It just has bubblegum in it.
No, Daddy. See, the ice cream is in this little bowl, and on top of it is little
pieces of bubblegum.
Yeah, pieces of bubblegum.
Yeah.
Not the ice cream in the on the bubblegum and the bubblegum. Oh, I guess I'll have some bubblegum ice cream, and then you put the little ice cream in bubblegum. It wouldn't taste very good. Well, it would, but I like that ice cream. You can get any ice cream you want, except the kind I got was bubblegum ice cream.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had other kinds.
Besides bubblegum?
No.
Oh.
I thought they only had bubblegum.
Well, they've got all kinds of
Yeah, they flavors. Have orange
Strawberry.
Sherbet, red sherbet.
Yeah. Chocolate chip, and pralines and cream, and all kinds of good stuff.
Green mint, whatever that stuff is called.
Joanna, where is Clint? You suppose he's asleep?
I don't know where he is. He's asleep. I'm gonna let people just tickle my stomach.
What tickles your stomach?
I like people to tickle my stomach. I don't like ants to tickle my stomach. But ants, you know, they kind of roll around and kind of tickle your stomach.
Ants? Yeah, they might also sting you.
Yeah, but fire ants are more worse than those plain ants.
That's true.
Man, God, whenever I get stung by a fire ant, I feel like I'm on fire.
Yeah. Well, I put some poison down for those fire ants today.
Yeah.
I hope it kills them too. I hope it doesn't, every one of them, yet.
Could you rub my back a little?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Does that feel good?
Yeah.
I hope that backboard for Clint dries so we can paint it again.
And Wes and...
You hope Wes dries too?
No. The backboard dries for Wes and for Clint.
Oh, okay.
I'm too sure. Oh, I hope Wes dries. It's a lot of purple paint, blue paint, white, and blue paint.
Well, tomorrow, if it's, hopefully the paint will be dry, and if it is, well, then I'm going to paint the backboard again on both sides.
I thought you only did it on the edge.
No, just on both sides, not just one.
No, I mean, you know the one that you did today?
Yeah.
Thought you were going to do the other side and then you'd be all finished.
I did. Well, I did both sides, but they need another coat still.
Oh.
So I'm going to paint it again. So I'll paint it, and after it dries, then I'll put it, I'll get Clint and Wes to help me, and we'll hang it back up on the pole.
You didn't let Clint help at all today.
I didn't what?
Let Clint help at all.
Help paint?
No, I mean help him with the board, because that's when you told him to do it. Remember? And he said, Wes, could you hold this? And then all he did was one little teeny bitty thing helped take it down, but that's all. He didn't get to help. You know, well, I mean, help, you know, pick it up like that, but he ordered just a little thing, but Wes got to get to do WD-40 and stuff like that. I bet you Clint was jealous.
Yeah, I bet he was.
But anyway, you should get a lock on the bubble.
Are you asleep, Joanna?
No.
No. Yeah, it seems like you're asleep, are you?
No.
Are you tired?
No.
It's been a long day today, hasn't it? Tomorrow, what a good basketball game, huh?